The transport system in this country is not only completely inadequate, but it is a system of inequality. Transport services for those with disabilities are few and far between, especially in my constituency of Donegal, where the transport infrastructure continues to lag behind the rest of the country. I have been contacted by many constituents who are becoming increasingly frustrated by the lack of mobility and transport supports, especially since the scaling back of these supports during COVID-19. And we also need a replacement scheme for the Mobility Allowance and Motorised Transport Grant, and it is a complete disgrace that nothing has replaced this allowance since it was discontinued in 2013. Those who relied on this allowance and this grant have been left without it for almost a decade, and I call on the government to replace this with a new and equal scheme as soon as possible. I also call on the government to reinstate the primary medical certificate, however, not in its current form, which is really not fit for purpose. This is a big issue in my constituency, and I have been contacted by many constituents who have clear evidence and documentation of their disability, but somehow do not meet the very limited primary medical cert criteria. It should be the case that if a GP believes that a person should qualify for a primary medical cert, then they should be given this as an automatic right. As well as these changes, we need to ensure that disability services are returned to full capacity in order for people with disabilities to continue to live full and active lives. Donegal disability centres such as Castle Nagar and Bungrana are still working at reduced capacity, and I have been contacted by constituents in relation to the ongoing situation at the centre, where service users can only get 2 days per week at the centre. This is very upsetting for both service users and their families. The service users are adults, and many of their parents and carers who are elderly and need the service to be returned to at least a 5-day week service.